Good morning, Rakhim Chayadam, Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Aleph, Ever Learning Simon Tests. So the Chayadam says, Ein li hisan hesper of Shabbos, k'shelo yikonis the Shabbos k'shehu ma'una. It's inappropriate to enter the Shabbos feeling afflicted, feeling uncomfortable. Even beginning of Shabbos, a person should already feel the enjoyment of Shabbos. A person enters into Shabbos starving. That's inappropriate. So, a person is not supposed to fast on Erev Shabbos. Elim Kain, who istinis, shim yochel b'yom lo yochel b'layla. A person is a very delicate constitution, has a very delicate constitution, and he knows if he eats on Erev Shabbos, he will not be able to eat the meals on Shabbos. So, in order that the meals on Shabbos should be eaten, the meal for tonight should be eaten, he has to fast the day before. But with excluding that individual, a person should not fast on Erev Shabbos. Now, we did say before that it's appropriate to have an appetite. So, let's say a person who misses one meal, it doesn't bother him, then Adarabba, maybe he should miss that meal in order to increase his appetite for the evening. But to fast the whole day, the vast, vast majority of people will find that uncomfortable, and therefore they're entering to Shabbos in a state of discomfort, which one should not do. So now he's going to discuss a scenario where a person undertakes to fast. It could be a person where a person has a personal fast that they've undertaken, or alternatively, we're talking about a case where a person is, we're fasting one of the tiny sibur which exists in the loom, which comes out to be Erev Shabbos. Is a Asur B'Tavis can fall out on Erev Shabbos. In the calendar which we have nowadays, The other fasts will not fall out on Erev Shabbos. We know that in general, when a person fasts, the tinus is not over by when the sun sets. You have to wait till Seisakokovim, until nightfall, until the stars come out. So does that apply in a case where a person is fasting on Erev Shabbos? So he's entering into Shabbos in a state of being ma'una, but maybe that's going to be acceptable. But B, does he continue to stay in his state of affliction until Seisa Kachavim, after he's already accepted Shabbos earlier than that? He said Kabbalah Shabbos, he was Makabal Shabbos earlier, and now he's waiting until Seisa Kachavim. He's actually fasting on Shabbos, which one is not supposed to do. So in a case where a person, okay, a Makabal Lovli Sanus Tanis Yachid, a person is undertaking a personal Tanis, so then, Yasub Aferish Bashas Kabbalah Satanus Shal Yashlim. He should speak out explicitly when he undertakes the Tainus that he does not plan to complete it all the way till nightfall. And even if the person did not make this condition when he undertook the Tainus, he does not need to wait until Sesek Kachavim. As soon as he comes home, even if they made Shabbos early, and it's after Plaga Mincha, and it is not nightfall yet, it's not Seisa Kachavim, a person is allowed to eat in that situation. And just a side point, when we calculate the concept of Seisa Kachavim, the stars that we're looking for, the halacha is regards to a tinus, which is since it is a derabbanan, we actually use a earlier calculation of the stars. In other words, the larger stars come out first, then the medium stars are visible, and as more and more light is being drained from the sky, as the sun goes further and further below the horizon, we start seeing even smaller and smaller stars. So the stars which are required to indicate the end of a tinus derabbanan is kochavim beinonim. It's medium-sized stars. The stars which we require for the end of Shabbos is kochavim katanim, is small stars. So this zman of tzeis kochavim, which we're talking about for the purpose of tinus sibur, is actually earlier than the time which we would use to calculate the end of Shabbos. Okay, so the person should not complete the tinus. Linyan yortzeit. So now, the Gemara mentions that it is appropriate to fast on the Yahrzeit. Some people still have that minhag, so many people don't. But the Gemara does say, and it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, a person who has the constitution which can handle it should fast on the day of the Yahrzeit for a father or a mother. A child has a Yahrzeit for a parent. A person should fast on that day. The person's Yahrzeit falls out on Erev Shabbos, so should he complete the Tainus all the way till the end of the Tainus or not? That's what he's going to clarify, and we'll do that passage in the next year. I do want to mention one point of the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Beis, which he discusses different health suggestions that he wants to talk about. Many of them in regards to eating. So he says that it's appropriate for a person to skip one meal during the week to give your stomach a chance to rest. And he would suggest that the time to do that would be an Erev Shabbos. So that's sort of what he's saying is somewhere of a compromise, where a person is limiting their eating on Erev Shabbos and they're skipping a meal. On the one hand, they're not fasting. On the other hand, so on the one hand, they're skipping something, so they're going to be hungry when the nightfall comes, but they're not totally fasting, and therefore they end up entering into Shabbos in a state of not just hungry, but feeling uncomfortable due to the hunger, which would be a state of inui. So we'll clarify a few more points about the end of this Chayodim, a fascinating concept of how we calculate this minig of Yahrzeit. Blessed Hashem, and meanwhile, have a good day.